So you would agree that the meeting ended around 12 plus that day on
around
the 8th of August?
Yep.
And that this WhatsApp message to her closest assistants, Ms. Loh Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhishthiranathan, was at 12:41 p.m., shortly after the meeting. You agree, right? You said it earlier.
Yes.
And that she had said that they agreed, discussed two things, Muslim issues and police accusation. On Muslim issues, you agree when she said that they suggested that I write a statement or she write a statement to send out this evening. You agree.
Yes.
But what you're saying is you don't agree that you all discussed the police accusation and that they agreed, or you, Mr. Singh, and Ms. Lim agreed that the best thing to do is to take the information to the grave. You didn't discuss at all the issue of the falsehood in Parliament. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you agree with me, therefore, that what Ms. Khan had just said in the COP and what she said contemporaneously in her WhatsApp to her closest assistants, and what you are telling us today, are starkly different?
Yes.
Totally different.
Totally different.
She said that you all discussed two things, Muslim issue as well as the issue of sexual assault, that on Muslim issues, decision, put up a post on sexual assault, anecdote, take it to the grave. You disagree with the second, but not the first. Which means you agree on Muslim issues being clarified in post.
Yes.
You disagree that the anecdote about sexual assault was discussed, and you disagree with her that the decision was to take this lie in Parliament to the grave.
Disagree.
Okay. Can I just check with you, do you have or are you aware of any notes of meeting, any records, any messages, any emails, any WhatsApp, any Telegram, any post that summarise what you all had discussed on 8th of August? Because this was a meeting with a lot of significance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you say this was a meeting where important things were discussed?
Indeed, important thing to discuss, to clear the air, yes, regarding the FGC and the...
Was there any subsequent record
of
what was transpired?
No
information was put down on a message or email?
No.
Did the three of you update any other member of the Workers' Party, CEC?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Can I now just focus on the actions taken in the immediate aftermath of this meeting?
After right? the 8th?
This 8th of August ended around 12 plus.
Yes.
Right? And this was a meeting where you learned for the first time about Ms. Khan's traumatic experience as a survivor. You learned from Ms. Khan that she had... said a mistruth in Parliament about the police, and you had settled with Ms. Khan about what to do about the Muslim issues, right? This was a meeting. I want to talk about the immediate aftermath, what happened for the rest of the day. So am I right that immediately after this meeting, there were a flurry of messages between some of you, maybe Ms. Khan, yourself, Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, about the Muslim issues? That means the post she was going to put on the 8th of August?
It's between me and Ms. Han.
Oh, so it was just two of you exchanging WhatsApp messages?
Yes.
And she sent you a draft of what she was going to say and you replied back?
She did.
Did you at any point in time in the exchange of 8th of August raise with her, discuss with her, comfort her about her experience as a sexual assault survivor?
No.
You can't recall, or you sure it didn't happen?
I don't recall of on the 8th itself, right?
Yeah.
I don't recall that we pursued the matter of her being a victim.
Okay, and you would be able to later verify with your messages that was the only thing discussed. Thank you.
Welcome.
So, am I right to say that on the 8th of August, after you all left Mr. Singh's home, there was no discussion with Ms. Khan about the anecdote in Parliament?
No.
You did not discuss with Mr. Singh or Ms. Lim on the 8th of August about Ms. Khan's anecdote in Parliament?
No.
Did you, Mr. Singh or Ms. Lim, to the best of your knowledge, clarify with Ms. Khan what the conclusion of the 8th August meeting was? Did you all say, yeah, 8th of August, we discussed this.
Yeah.
This is the summary. Did you all do that?
I mean, on the 8th itself?
Yes.
No.
So, you know that after the August sitting of Parliament, there was a sitting of Parliament in September.
Yes.
Scheduled for the 13th of September.
Yes.
There was no draft statement or post or media release prepared with regards to clarifying the falsehood that she'd said in Parliament about the police?
No.
No? That means you are sure there wasn't, or you, to your knowledge?
I'm very sure.
Very sure there was nothing, no preparation at all?
No.
For the sitting of Parliament in September?
No.
You had no meetings physically, virtually, about the falsehood she said in Parliament?
No.
No? You didn't pursue or follow up on the fact that she told you all that she had lied in Parliament?
No.
And the rest of the CEC was not told after the 8th of August or on the 8th of August about the points she'd made, i.e. her own experience as a survivor, as well as her untruth in Parliament?
Nothing was
mentioned to the CEC?
No.
There was no discussion on or after the 8th of August, but prior to the 4th of October, nothing discussed about explaining to Parliament about the untruth, about the police, nothing about coming clean to the public?
Nothing. Privy to. Yeah.
Did you check at any point in time on or after the 8th of August about whether Ms. Khan would be telling her parents about her own experience?
No.
No? And you just left it. That means the last time you discussed with Ms. Khan about her own experience as a sexual assault survivor was in the morning on the 8th of August.
Correct.
There was no further discussion with her by you?
Yes, by me.
And there was no discussion at any point by you with Ms. Khan on or after the 8th of August with respect to her falsehood state in Parliament?
No.
You didn't discuss with her?
No.
But you were aware on and after 8th of August that she had lied in Parliament?
Yes.
You were aware, but you did not raise it with her? You didn't follow up? Didn't question her? So in short, between the 8th of August and the parliamentary sitting in September, 13th of September, and in fact all the way to 3rd of October, which is the day before the October sitting, there was no preparation, no discussion, no work done to prepare to clarify this falsehood that she told you all about.
Not that I'm privy of.
Not that you're privy of.
Yeah.
You're not aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on myself, and for myself, I did not communicate further.
Could it be the case that Ms. Khan was correct, that three of y'all had told her to take the truth to the grave, and that means if the truth is not pressed, just let it be, let it lie?
No.
No, you disagree with her?
Disagree.
So you're saying that Ms. Khan was not truthful?
Yes.
In the WhatsApp message immediately after the meeting?
Yes.
On the 8th of August?
Yes.
And that she is telling an untruth to COP?
Yes.
Thank you.